Hello and welcome to another episode of Tape Talk. I'm Ron Sampson, the head athletic trainer at Pacifica Christian High School, where I oversee all aspects of sports medicine and campus health. Well, happy spring, everyone. In today's episode, I'd like to take a couple minutes to talk about an important topic, sports injuries in female student athletes. Now, in previous episodes, I've discussed sports injuries in general, but today I want to talk about a couple of key biomechanical, anatomical, and physiological differences between male and female athletes and how these differences can influence injury risk. So female athletes tend to be more susceptible to certain common sports injuries due to these differences. Among some of the more common injuries that we see are patellofemoral pain syndrome, commonly known as runner's knee, shin splints, which occurs a lot in our cross-country and track athletes, stress fractures, Achilles tendonitis, and concussions. A major physiological factor influencing injury risk in females is hormonal fluctuation. Research indicates that during menstruation, changes in collagen fibers can reduce joint stability, which increases the risk for a female athlete sustaining sprains or strains. Now, from a biomechanical and anatomical perspective, one of the most concerning injuries is, of course, the ACL tear. Females generally have a wider pelvis than males, which alters the angle between the quadriceps and patellar tendon, and that places more stress on the ACL. Additionally, landing mechanics differ. Female athletes may tend to land with their knees closer together, especially in sports like volleyball and basketball, which can increase pressure on the knees and lead to injury over time. So, what can we do to help prevent these injuries? There are a few proactive steps that we take. Number one, functional movement screen testing, or FMS testing. This assessment helps identify potential movement deficiencies or risk factors. Number two, dynamic warm-up with prehabilitation exercises. These are sport-specific exercises that target vulnerable areas to help build strength and stability. Now, while we create general warm-up protocols for each team, a customized prehab routine can be developed to suit individual athletes' needs for even better protection. And number three, sleep hygiene. Of all the factors, this might be the hardest one to manage, but it's one of the most important. Adequate sleep is critical for injury prevention and recovery. Unfortunately, many student athletes don't get the rest they need, but it's a key area we continue to emphasize. As I've mentioned in previous episodes, one of my ongoing goals is to evolve and evaluate our sports medicine program. Now, over the past year, we've collaborated with a few of our athletic programs to evaluate and enhance their dynamic warm-ups. Looking ahead to this summer and to next school year, we plan to extend this initiative, particularly within our female athletic programs. With the support of our sports performance director, Josh Graves, and our in-house physical therapist, Dr. Bailey, we'll be implementing FMS testing across all teams to help identify at-risk athletes and develop targeted solutions. As always, if you have any questions or would like to learn more, feel free to reach out to me at rsampson@pacificaoc.org, or you can visit our athletic website at pacificaathletics.org for more information about our sports medicine department. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Tape Talk, and as always, go Tritons!